This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 464, how to take back control of your IELTS speaking exam.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll learn how to control your answers on the IELTS speaking test and how not to let the examiner take that away from you. Stop the speaking panic. What's up, Jessica?
Parkour.
Parkour.
Lindsay, have you ever done parkour?
I have not, but I've seen it. I've seen it more recently, actually.
Yeah, like on TV or something?
No, like outside, around like around the library down the street. I see people like jumping around on the structures.
Yeah, exactly. Parkour is amazing. You know what's funny? I think before parkour was a thing, there was something on MTV when we were in high school about like – No, it wasn't. My friends and I just made this up. Anyway, when I was in high school, we would say when we were walking around a city, we were like extreme walking is what we would call it. And we would try and like jump off walls and do stuff. But anyway, so parkour.
So you're saying you invented parkour, right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. I think it's French for some. It sounds French. So guys, one of our best friends turned 8 years old on Saturday and he had a parkour birthday party. And there's an indoor parkour gym that's like a block from where James and I live. And oh my God, it was so fun. Okay, granted, I was the only parent who participated in the parkour, but it was so awesome. Like we had like parkour lessons.
Wow.
Like balancing and jumping over walls and stuff. And then we played zombie tag and, parkouring, right? Whoa. So you're like trying to like tag each other and run away, but like jumping over stuff. And oh my God, I was drenched with sweat, just like pouring.
So cool.
It was so fun.
That sounds really fun. Wow. Awesome.
I'm seriously thinking about signing both of us up there. Like once it gets cold outside, I'm going to sign us up at the parkour gym. Like
it's
going to be so fun. Yeah.
It reminds me of capoeira a little bit. Like it almost looks like a dance kind of, but just for our listeners who don't know what it is, I mean, just real quick in a five word summary, what is it, Jessica? What is parkour?
Parkour is that's hard. It's a sport. It's a sport of using obstacles to do gymnastics outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how I think of it. But real, like I think these people are athletes, but also artists because the way they are graceful enough to like flip around things and like make a 10-foot gap look like nothing. It's so beautiful.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. That's so cool. I love it.
Okay. So carrying on from our advice in the last episode about being a ninja, I feel like this is a theme. Like we're going to make you guys IELTS ninjas. We're going to make your skills, just your ability to pass this will be graceful and effortless.
You got it. That's why you guys are in the right place.
Okay. So we're going to talk about how to handle specific situations on the speaking exam. We often, students in our course that are active in our closed Facebook group, the day they take the exam, they're sort of like anxious because they're not sure how it went. And a lot of times they'll post, you know, like this happened. Is this okay? Or I did this in writing task two. Is that okay? And I just like, our job is to talk them down, to be like, everything's fine. Wait for your results. Everything's good. And so this came up. All right. So one of our students said, I have just finished the IELTS test. First, thank you so much. It
was, it had been much more, it would have been much more difficult for me if it wasn't for your course. Mm. However, I have some questions about the speaking test. The examiner didn't seem to want me to talk a lot and always tried to ask other questions when I was trying to elaborate my answer. Mm. Also, in part two, when I stopped for the first time, she didn't stop the timer. Instead, she seemed to be waiting for me to talk more. Does this mean my speaking test didn't go well? I need a 7 for it. Sad faced emoji. Thank you again for your time.
Oh boy. Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Hmm. So what do you think? So there's really, this is a two-parter, right? Yeah. So in part one, let's address that. He said the it didn't seem like the examiner wanted him to keep talking and kept asking other questions. What do you think about that, Lindsay?
Well, I would wonder how much work this student did in our speaking module, because we know that the speaking parts 1, 2, and 3 have different kind of time expectations, right? Mm. That the amount of detail we go into and the amount of time for each one is different. So speaking part That's one true. Should be shorter. What you should be saying should be shorter. It shouldn't take as much time. And part two should be longer.
That's true. And there's, and it's appropriate to give shorter answers to simple questions, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, if the question is, you know, do you like fruit? it could be, that could happen. I don't know. I mean, it would be kind of crazy to talk for 5 minutes about that, right? you're going to go off topic. You're going to repeat yourself. So I get, it's fine if you are a talkative person. I feel like I could talk. I could probably answer that in 5 minutes. But still, you have to know, like Lindsay said, the expectations of the exam, right?
Yeah.
And what the examiner's job is. So remember that all of the advice we give you in the course and on the podcast, of course, is all connected to what the examiner is doing, what the examiner wants to hear. So if you think about it from her perspective, right, she's doing a job. She has to control the time. She has to ask you a certain number of questions to do her job. Mm-hmm. She's required to do that. So yes, if you talk for too long in part one, she or he will stop you. And, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, if you're very fluent and talkative and the examiner stops you a lot, I think that could be okay. Mm-hmm. But I think it would be hard to fulfill that as a student, right? Like, not repeating yourself and not wandering off topic.
Yeah.
So it would be hard, but it is possible. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But still, I think it's better just to recognize the structure of the test. Really try and stick to that 3 to 5 sentences in part one.
Right.
Because that's enough.
Yeah. And I'm surprised because this, I mean, we do go through this pretty clearly in our course, right, Jessica, in the speaking module. Yes. So the student should have been up on this if he or she went through the whole course.
Yeah. Guys, it's a really good idea to review, especially like a couple days before your exam. Review the, I know a lot of our students listen to this. So all of our students are so awesome. They still listen to the podcast all the time. So guys, it's really important to review a couple days before your exam, especially those rookie mistakes, especially that last slide, that last part of the lecture of each module, the rookie mistakes, because these are things that students do every Saturday and they're tempting to do because it seems natural or it seems easy or whatever is making them do this. Mm. But we tell you not to, right? Mm-hmm, because it's not good for your score. So I think it is important to review, especially maybe you did stuff out of order, perhaps.
Sure,
right?
Maybe,
maybe you finished the speaking module a month ago. We don't want to lose that knowledge. So yeah, review. Hey guys, Jessica here. If you want all of the insider tips about how to control your scores in IELTS speaking, writing, reading, and listening, check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Mm, I love that idea. And we also have our speaking success test day plan. I think that is in, if you're in the personal coach level, yes. I believe that's included in your personal coach package. And that serves as a nice review for test day that you can open up and you can go through it and just prime your brain to succeed on the speaking test.
I think that is so helpful. It all comes back to controlling what you can, right? And in this case, the student felt out of control, yeah. right? The student felt like they had no control over what was happening in the exam. And so that's why they're scared now that they didn't get the score they wanted, because they couldn't talk as much as he couldn't talk as much as he wanted to. We could, right? Like it was awkward. It was choppy. So if you stick to the guidelines, that is control, right? Being able to get across what you want in the five sentences, that's control.
That's huge. And that comes down to preparation, right? It's all yes. about being prepared, having gone through the 30-day plan, the 60-day plan in a controlled way. It's all about, exactly. as you said, control in preparation control. And on test day.
So the part two, guys, this is really important. And this is something that I don't think that's come up before, but it didn't occur to me until now, until seeing this question. So the second part was when he said in part two, he stopped speaking. And then the examiner didn't stop the timer. Instead, she was waiting for him to talk more. Mm-hmm. So guys, the examiner will not stop the timer just because you stop. The examiner is going to sit there staring at you for 2 minutes, whether you're talking or not. Ooh. All right. And so that's why it's so important to practice filling that 2 minutes. Don't even guys, practice for 3 minutes. Practice filling 3 minutes. Okay. And that way you will be in the middle of your story when the examiner stops you. And as we say, guys, that shows fluency. You want the examiner to all of a sudden see that it's 2 minutes on their timer and like, oh, and stop it and be like, thank you. Thank you. That is your goal. That's what you want to do. So yeah, you don't want that to happen. You can't stop talking before. What happens is the examiner will stare at you for a couple seconds, like to see if you're going to keep going. And then if you just stare back silently, the examiner will make some sort of motion or some sort of question to signal you that you need to keep going. Because again, it's her job. It is her job to hopefully get you to talk for 2 minutes. So they're going to like wave their hand to tell you to keep going, or else they might say like, is there anything more you can say about the topic? That is also employed sometimes. So yeah, you don't have control over that time. The examiner stops at 2 minutes. That's it.
I love that. So good to know. I mean, imagine the difference it can make in our score, just knowing this stuff, just going yes. in and being prepared, armed with this knowledge. It's incredible.
Exactly. Yeah, guys, just knowing what to expect on test day, especially if you're going into this for the first time. This is a nerve-wracking experience. And you have heard on this show that not every examiner is like pleasant. Most of them are now, okay? Most of them are very nice people, but sometimes, guys, you might see someone that's maybe like stony-faced or like just not
having a bad
smile.
What? Just having a bad day, right? Maybe.
Yeah,
that's okay.
It happens. And again, like, I guess that has turned into the theme of the show is to control it, right? Yes. Don't let that unforeseen circumstance control you, right? Yes. You need to control the situation.
So good. So good. I love it. Really good advice. And it's so nice that student was able to ask that question, right? I mean, that's a key part of if you're in the Three Keys IELTS Success System, guys, you can come back to the Facebook group before the test, ask a question after the test, you know, look for reinforcement, just people to encourage you and say, oh, you did a good job. Just wait for your results, a reality check, right? You have a place to do that when you're in the course.
Yeah, because, you don't know what topics are going to come up. You don't, maybe it was a weird task one, like maps or something. Like, instead of just sort of sitting in this place of confusion and anxiety for 2 weeks before you get your score, you can just lay it all out. You'll get support from us, support from other students, and you'll know. Like, that's the point. You'll know.
That's the point. It's all about knowing so that we can have those lives we want when we finish this exam, you know, to move on, as you said, forever, to not come back to this again. Move past IELTS.
some of these student episodes that we've had lately, this sense of relief and excitement and just sheer joy can be heard in their voices, guys. If you haven't listened to some of our recent student episodes, guys, come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Just click on episodes. Just scroll through. We've had some amazing, amazing stories. Very inspirational from students who have really, guys, man, worked so hard and it paid off. Even just taking the test for the first time, they got the scores they needed. Or maybe this was the sixth time they took the test because they didn't find our course until after the first five times. Listen to these stories, guys. You can find something to motivate you.
Love it. Very motivating. I'm going to go back and listen to some of them right now. I love it.
Awesome.
So good. Okay, Jessica, thanks for hanging out, guys. One more time to get into the system. To check out those testimonials of those students that we just mentioned, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you'll see a whole bunch of them.
So many. And still Piling more. Up. There's a lot more you need to put on there, Lindsay.
I know. I need to get to work. I have a lot. Oh, gosh. So many.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Okay. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. It's been fun.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.